Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. If we had some ham, the old saying goes, we could have some ham and eggs, if only we had some eggs. If we had some money, the new saying goes, we could fix our decaying infrastructure, if we had the materials. But we don't. Infrastructure is a cold, hard word, but it means the house in which the industrial world lives, with its electric grid, water and sewer lines, roads and bridges, dams, airports, seaports, and so on. And the industrial world is on the verge of being homeless because the house is rotting down. The electric lines are sparking dangerously, the water lines are leaking, the roads and bridges rotting away. Democratic leaders of the House of Representatives and the President recently agreed to spend $2 trillion on the problem. Set aside for the moment the fact that the American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that it would take twice that amount of money to do the job. Set aside for the moment that this $2 trillion figure is at the moment just a notion. It does not exist in any budget bill. It has not been allocated or appropriated. It's just a thought. If appropriated, the money will have to be, in the current idiom, paid for, which means, at least for fiscal conservatives, that for every dollar spent on infrastructure, we'll have to cut a dollar from Medicare and Social Security. God forbid we should take any money away from paying for impulsive regime change wars around the world. But let's assume the Congress finds its courage and votes the money, and the President does the responsible thing and signs off on the budget, and the Congress sticks to its guns and actually appropriates the money. I know, I'm getting a bit lightheaded making all these assumptions in one sentence, but let's assume for one giddy moment that we have the ham. Now, what about the eggs? We're going to need a lot of steel. 56,000 of our bridges are designated as structurally deficient. Just one bridge, the Golden Gate, for example, contains 88,000 tons of steel, plus 80,000 miles of steel wire in its cables. Our power grid, 640,000 miles of high-voltage power lines strung from steel towers, is at full capacity and well beyond its expected lifespan. The average age of the 90,000 dams in the U.S. is 56 years, and the American Society of Civil Engineers grades their condition as D. That's for dog. Building just one dam, the Hoover, took 45 million pounds of steel rebar, 88 million pounds of plate steel, and 4.4 million yards of concrete. Where are we going to get that kind of stuff? A century ago, we made half the steel in the world. Now we struggle to see 5%. It takes iron to make steel, and today it's China that mines nearly half the world's iron, followed by Australia, Brazil, and then India. The U.S. barely makes the list of the top 10 iron producers. We're going to need a lot of manganese. Turns out you can't make steel without adding 10 to 20 pounds of manganese to every ton of iron. That makes manganese the fourth-ranked commodity metal in the world. The United States does not produce any. It's mined in Gabon, South Africa, Australia, and Brazil. Not to mention vanadium and rare earths, essential to steel production, available primarily from China, with whom we are currently engaged in a trade war, and who is threatening to ban rare earth exports to the U.S. We're going to need a lot of sand for the concrete and asphalt it would take to fix the 3/4 of all roads in the country that are deemed by the U.S. Department of Transportation to be in dire need of repair and upgrades. And there's a growing global shortage of sand, at least the sand that can be used for these purposes, in the face of demand not only from decades of development, but now from fracking and the Chinese Belt and Road Global Initiative as well. With the national debt north of $20 trillion and growing wildly, we are unlikely to have any ham again. And with eggs as scarce as hen's teeth, you can forget about them. Looks like cold gruel for breakfast for a long time. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.